little sad because I really had a fun time all year long watching Westlake because of the COVID, the pandemic. This is one of those few things that was actually pretty cool that you have this year that you don't have other years. And that is they put an exemption or at least an exception for this year on airing live high school football games. They want people to get out there and go see the teams play. So a lot of times for Westlake, I would watch them on Sunday when they do the tape delay. But I was able to watch them live this year on Friday night. And because I'm taking the pandemic so seriously, it has nothing to do with the lack of a social life. I was at home Friday night a lot of the time, BK. And because I care about you and Rod, and I care about the people here.
Well done.
And so I ended up watching a lot of Westlake games on Friday night live.
You homebodies really enjoyed 2020, didn't you?
Oh, it was perfect, because it wasn't that much of a change for us. We're laughing at y'all. Y'all are all flipping out. It's like, this is life.
Yep, and you had the excuse, you know? Sometimes you feel bad when you tell your friends, hey, I don't really want to go out tonight.
Right.
You know, I want to take it easy. And they're trying to beg you on and egg you on, like, come out, man. It'll be fun. Come with us.
And I'll end up going.
Yeah. And you feel bad saying no. But during the pandemic, it's like, well, I'm trying to take care of y'all. I'm trying to keep everybody safe out there. I care about you. That's why I'm staying home.
I love you.
Y'all, yeah, y'all love that.
Oh, yeah. We absolutely ate it up. We're trying to get meetings together. We'll never get out there and actually meet each other. Little Bill Hicks joke there. People who hate people party. But anyway, I really had a fun time watching it. And props to everyone who puts that together. Those are all high school students that are producing, directing, running cameras. They're in the truck. And, man, I would have loved to have had that in high school. So that's really cool that they're learning how to do that. And I mean this. You guys, as someone who's done professional broadcast, including this one, that it's really professionally done. So any of y'all that are students that are doing that, props. But anyway, I had a ball really watching this team all year long, and we are going to get to a little bit of Cedar Park and Westlake a little bit later on coming up at 5:45. I want primarily this to be about Cade Klubnik and everything he was able to do, because all year long as I'm watching them, early on I did think this is the best Westlake team I've seen, and a lot of that had to do with Cade Klubnik. You know, they had three quarterbacks last year on their state championship team. Cade Klubnik was a sophomore, and Kirkland Michaud, forgot the other cat's name, who was really good.
Willoughby? Drew Willoughby?
That may be it.
Is that from the previous year?
That may be it. Anyway, all three of them were really good, and so Cade didn't get he didn't start like a lot of people would their sophomore year. So really curious to see what he looked like, and he got better and better all year long. He's incredibly athletic. Jason Nasur convinced me to go out and see this kid when he was a freshman on the freshman team for Westlake. And
you're watching ninth graders play football by yourself?
Boy, you want to talk about a low light for a homebody even. I'm thinking, where's my social life gone now? So I'm out there watching the freshman team, and you know what? It was worth it, because he's the best freshman quarterback I'd ever seen. Just the anticipation, the accuracy, the understanding. It's, you know, Rob, we talked about it on Friday. These are almost like small colleges. He's been running RPO and spread and five wide. He's been running that since Jason Nasur, when he was a rookie Shap. It's, you know, these quarterbacks are only getting better and better. And he's a junior right now, or was a junior this year, and he's more advanced than a lot of guys would have been 10 years ago in college.
Yeah, I mean, just the truth is, even Sam Ellinger, who's also was kind of in that same system, if you will, he's far more advanced than Sam Ellinger, because every year, I think the emphasis on the passing game, now obviously maybe not the COVID year, but you got the 7-on-7 leagues, you got the individual coaching, these guys have individual coaching.
Yeah.
You have the scouting clinics that they go, the Elite 11 and Nike camps and all this kind of stuff they go to all year long. And then, of course, we know now that the passing game, I call them spread babies, these guys are more refined now as passers than they ever have been, just because they throw the ball more at an early age. So I'm with you. It's phenomenal. And that's why, you know, Westlake and Lake Travis are the quarterback factories, the two biggest quarterback factories in the country. It's amazing.
It really is. Klubnik was 18 of 20, so 90% for 220 yards, had the one touchdown. The way he operated that offense and the accuracy.
He threw
some different balls. I mean, there was an out route to Michael Taff where he's got to go field side, BK, and that's a long throw. Both these kids, Quinn Ewers, who's obviously the number one prospect, we'll get into that a little bit, and Cade Klubnik, both these guys have serious arms that can go field side and really stretch stuff.
Yeah, they bowled out. That was fun to watch on Saturday night. And look, when Steve Sarkisian took the job at Texas, he talked about the importance of locking down the top recruits in the state of Texas, right? I mean, we're not closing the book completely on the Quinn Ewers thing, but he right now, of course, is committed to Ohio State, so maybe Sark makes a run at Quinn Ewers and to see if he can get him to flip back to Texas. But Cade Klubnik, he has a Texas offer, four-star kid. I mean, you don't want to lose the best players from Texas, but a really bad thing that's happened to UT over the last few years is losing players from Central Texas. You got to make sure you keep the best talent here in state, and if Sark feels that way about Cade Klubnik, then got to make sure he gets that guy to put pen to paper to stay in Austin.
So I got laughed at and criticized for being a homer, which is fair, whenever the Quinn Ewers thing came down and I said, hey, we got Cade Klubnik here. Oh, Cade's not, he's a four-star. He's nowhere, not by you guys, but by Texas fans. Well, you can't be, Quinn Ewers is the guy. Cade Klubnik outplayed him. Did he have a better team around him? Yeah, but if someone wants to have a realistic debate about what they've seen about these guys as juniors or still a year to go, you know, Ewers probably has a stronger arm. That's what I'm thinking. But I like the accuracy and anticipation that I saw from Klubnik. Klubnik outplayed him. As a Texas fan, I would love to have both or either of them, and more realistically, either of them. So if they can't get in on you, I'm not saying I don't want Ewers. Ewers is a damn good player. Klubnik looked like a better quarterback, and in my opinion, Rod, not just from the team around him. I'm not sure how much you caught of this game, but Cade does some Cade does some different things.
No, I watched it actually. Got a chance to watch. I didn't watch it live, but I watched it on the late night, and I tried to go into it and kind of suspend the fact, you know, that I know that one is the number one player in the country, and the other is four stars or whatever. And if you tried to do that, just that. That thought exercise, you know, Klubnik outplayed him. I mean, Klubnik looked like a better quarterback at times, but I do know that Quinn Ewers was dealing with an injury, and I even heard Mike Roche talking about this on Light the Tower, that injury, he looks different than he looked before the injury, and that he actually might have re-injured something, re-aggravated something even in that game, too. So I will keep that in mind, too, but Klubnik, it looks like a hell of a prospect. He's definitely more athletic. Remember that run he had on the sideline? We burned away from everybody.
Yeah.
I was like, what the heck? I didn't expect to see that. I didn't expect to see that leg lift like that. So he looks like he may be an overall, like a better overall athlete than Quinn Ewers, but Quinn Ewers is a quarterback prospect. I saw the flashes. So, and I also saw he might have been hampered by something too.
True.
We're doing a show with Deion Sanders today.
Oh, the leg lift.
Deion Sanders.
Yeah, I know, Rod. I know.
No.
I know what you were talking about when he got the corner, and all of a sudden you see you see the 200-meter aspect to him, and he runs a 200 meters.
Exactly.
He is. Okay. Riley Dodge said after the game, he said, well, it really sucks, and it's really hard when the fastest guy on the field is the quarterback. He felt like he's, and I'm not sure if he's faster than Miners or not, but once he gets those long legs going, and we saw that on the sideline, he parked another one on a holding call on Great House. He's a better athlete.
I don't mean to say this to take a shot at Quinn Ewers by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm not sure Cade Klubnik was 100% healthy playing that game on Saturday either.
Okay.
He didn't throw a pass all week long. So he had, what was it, rib problem, BK?
It was upper body.
Upper body.
We'll go hockey terms and keep it relatively vague.
Okay.
I'm worried I've said too much already.
No, I think that's out enough, and I was going to say it anyway, so blame it on me.
Good.
He didn't throw a ball.
I didn't know that.
Klubnik didn't throw a pass all week long, was dealing with some stuff. But, Rod, I'm glad you brought that up with Ewers, too, because not only was Ewers did not have the type of offensive line that Kay did and not the overall team, but he was dealing with stuff. Or about a month ago, and it was something with the core. I forgot what it was, but apparently since he's come back, he doesn't look the same. Man, Ewers snapped off a couple throws, including their last touchdown when it was still competitive to make it 21-all, where he just kind of flicks that thing. Beautiful touch. Both these guys showed a lot of touch, but for, you know, I'll take the apologies, Kevin Dunn 01, for anyone that laughed at, hey, you're just a Westlake guy saying, thinking that Klubnik is anywhere near Ewers. They look pretty damn close, and I think any D1 school would take either of them.
That first half was a hell of a lot of fun.
It really was.
It was one of the most entertaining halves of football I've seen all season long at any level. I mean, they were just going back and forth. You had big play after big play. If anyone's cousin took the first half over, you were sitting pretty because there were points galore.
Gambling on this, man?
My cousin was.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, I know, Rod.
You know, there might have been some people out there who were as well, so I want to make sure they're being included in the show.
Rod, I'll let you plan the intervention.
But no, that first half was spectacular. And look, I'm happy Westlake won. I was rooting for Westlake, of course. I wish the second half was more entertaining. I'm sure Westlake fans and players and coaches were happy with the fact that they pulled away in the second half. But, man, that was a hell of a performance. And how about this? Westlake, for the entirety of the season, postseason included, of course, they outscored their opponents 737 to 106.
In the?
All year.
All year?
Regular season and playoffs. They outscored their opponents by 631 points, gentlemen. That is about as dominant as it gets.
Unbelievable.
And I'm no Westlake grad, but I'll stand up for Westlake here because when they won the state title last year, all I heard from everybody was, oh, it's D2.
Yeah.
Put them up in D1 and see how they hang. They won't have a shot to hang with Galena the biggest
Park
of
and
dogs
Duncanville.
In this state. They don't have a chance against any of those schools. Well, what do they do this year? They win the Division I state championship.
And I'm glad you brought that up because that almost it puts a little different stamp on last year. So the Kirkland Michauds and all those guys are like, hey, you know what? We were a pretty good team too. But as I said, most of the year, this was the best Westlake team I've seen. Hey, Rod, I know that you want to be that guy, considering that you killed, figuratively speaking, with football, the last white cornerback that you really been looking for, cornerback. How about our boy Michael Taft with the one-hander and the sagging?
Dude, the one-handed pick
in the cover,
that was nice.
Too, wasn't it?
And that was his second pick of the game, too, right?
Yeah, he was defensive MVP of the state game last year and this year, also caught 5 balls for 50 yards. He's a baller.
Where's he going? Is he a junior or a senior?
Rice.
He's going to Rice?
Yeah.
All right. I'll have to keep an eye out for him, man. I might have to start following him on Twitter. It's just going to sound weird, but I'm trying to follow all the potential white corners that can make it. So I'm like, hey, man, I will offer you free expertise and advice. I just want to make up my black guilt that I feel for replacing Jason Sehorn, the last starting white cornerback in the NFL. And I disappointed. It wasn't even worth it. I killed the last white rhino, and then, you know, didn't even salvage the meat or anything. I just did it for nothing. It's ridiculous.
I've never forgiven you for that, Rod B.
neither has Angie. What's her name? Who's his
wife?
Oh,
Harmon.
Angie Harmon. Is that it?
Yeah, Law and Order, right? Isn't that her?
Okay.
Yeah, she was great.
And
that is.
Yeah, so props to Westlake for getting all that done. It was a lot of fun.
Well done.
And and with Cade, I'm just you know, I think the state knows who he is.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think the nation should be taking notice too, man. Really, really good young player who'll be back at Westlake for one more season. Good stuff. One and done. Talking Westlake's run to its third state title in school history, second in as many years. Congrats to our Westlake alum, Kevin Dunn.
I was excited, man. Yeah. I was really.
That's all you, bro. That's the legacy you left behind.
Yeah, right.
Good job, man.
Yeah. Has nothing to do with 15, the guy who would be playing the next day. But you know what? For a long time, it was Westlake was that school where you could go get a kicker or a quarterback or maybe some D1 guys, but then that we didn't finish it off enough once we got to that game. Mm-hmm. And Westlake's done that the last couple of years.
Todd Dodge, 6 state titles for
that's
him now.
So good.
4 at Carroll and then 2 now at Westlake.
And Salazar with the adjustments in that second half. That looked like that was going to be a 52-51 mm-hmm. type game.
No doubt.
Hey, where's that DC? The DC for Westlake. How long has he been there?
He's been there for 4 or 5 years, BK.
I think.
Longer?
Old Dodge. I think this was his 7th year.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Is it 7th year?
I think so.
He is good.
Somebody might need to bring him on their staff at the college level, man. I mean, if you can defend the spreads of Texas high school football, then you know your X's and O's. You know ball.
Yeah.
You can coach it anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, give it 3 weeks. Sark may talk to him.
There you go. After we run
well done.
Our top 20 DC candidates. That's awesome. Great ender.